This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Happy Earth Day. It's supposed to be a nice one, right? Chief Meteorologist Hannah?
You know,
What do you mean?
I've learned to take the opposite of whatever Hannah says.
Hannah did say yesterday on the air, today is going to suck and the weather ended up being really nice.
That happened last week too.
I had a couple people contact me yesterday and they're like, we're really disappointed in you as chief meteorologist. And so I'm going to continue in my position, but I guess I just need to be more generic.
So is it going to be a good day or bad day? Just tell me what the weather's going to be like.
It's going to be a decent day. Take that how you will.
There you go.
Hannah just became a psychic. You know, like those psychics who just like give you like, yay, good things will happen and so will bad. And they're like, this person knew it.
Like, and the moon's in retrograde.
Yeah, they said it. Oh, you know what I forgot to tell you guys yesterday though? Guys, I baked a pie. It's like breaking news.
I don't believe it.
I know.
Mean, the full thing, you did the crust and everything?
Well, no, Kevin, I bought a why did you do this to me? I was so excited. No, I bought a graham cracker crust to use.
Okay.
I didn't roll out the crust, but that's the next step. But
okay.
I made a pie for Easter with my son, who's 4. He like loved to do it, and he got to make his birthday cake, and he did it with mom, and I think I was a little jealous because that's all he talked about was making this damn birthday cake. He was showing it off to everyone. I was like, well, for Easter, we'll make a pie, and you can show off the pie to people with dad. Guys, I think I have a dish. Like when you know like how Hannah brings like store-bought buffalo chicken dip to places?
Store-bought!
Like if someone's like, hey, we're having a party, I'm going to bring my pie places. Okay. Like, oh, I'll bring the pie. I got dessert.
What kind of pie are we talking?
Yeah.
It was like an Oreo pie, which I changed the recipe for.
What? I don't think I've ever had that
You mean
before.
Kind of like a chocolate pudding pie, but this is now like Oreo cookie.
Yeah, it was like an Oreo cookie pie. It was supposed to be like a Reese's egg, but I switched out the Reese's egg because I thought...
Or did you just mess up?
No, because my wife's not a big peanut butter fan. I like Oreos better than peanut butter. I feel like Reese's egg is like so cliche. And so I was like, I feel like I'm an Oreo guy, like cookies. I just swapped out the Reese's egg for Oreos and it worked out. First off, I never make moves like that. I never change the recipe. And then this pie was delicious.
Oh, well, that's great news. Do we have to now answer yes, chef, to you?
Yes.
Do you have any photos of this pie?
I do. Let me get you a photo because it's awesome.
I was going to say, I won't believe it until there's a receipt.
And then the second thing is, I don't have any for you guys to eat to try it yourselves. We'll have to have like an outing.
Because everybody ate it? They liked it
so much?
Yeah,
they liked it so much.
That's a good thing.
I mean, I think I did majority of the eating of it and everyone else like had a slice or two. But next time I want to like just plan an outing where we have to bring stuff and I'm going to bring the pie. And you guys are going to be like, oh, Brett's classic pie. Let's slice into it. It's so good.
Yes, chef. Mm.
Thank you.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So the Orlando Bomb Squad decided to host an Easter egg hunt for visually impaired kids. So how they did it was they came up with this like little idea to build special eggs that made a little beeping sound so that the kids that had like visual impairments could find them.
And oh my God.
If that's not sweet enough, this whole thing was put together by a first responder who has a daughter who's visually impaired. So we wanted to like, you know, find a way to like make sure that she could still be involved in like special traditions for Easter, like an egg hunt. So yeah, they did it, and it's the Bomb Squad. So you know it was like high tech and legit.
I love everything about this. My kids got to do an Easter egg hunt, and they're just like so overwhelmed with happiness and joy. Mm-hmm. Their like faces lit up, and it breaks my heart to think that some kids would not be able to do that, and now they got the same joy, that same feeling on Easter that we all should have.
Such I wonder where they hid them if it was the Bomb Squad.
They're probably legit.
Yeah.
This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Give back to get more, and introducing the new St. Louis Zoo debit card exclusively at Together Credit Union.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day for Earth Day. Today is Earth Day. Let's talk about where would you like to escape? Like if you could pick anywhere like on the planet Earth, you know, like a beach vacation, beach escape, mountain cabin. Where's your views at? Where are you soaking up nature?
I'm definitely going beach hut over like mountain cabin cold vibe. I love the beach. Just put me out there. Give me a high UV. You don't even have to give me anything else.
All right.
Okay, I'm taking the beach as well, but mine's going to be the beaches of Michigan. I do enjoy the Great Lakes. I enjoy
that.
Yes, and they're not as crowded and not as hot, and there's also a lot of forestry that you can walk around and explore.
Strategic answer, AB.
I'm going to say beach too, but I don't have as specific of an answer as Kevin.
I would choose beach last. This is, I love beaches. My dad lives in Florida, so it doesn't feel as special. Like, if I'm soaking up nature, I think mountains are just like, there's something incredible when you're looking at mountains, like, damn, how did this happen? Like, it's
something
just
incredible
so,
looking into the ocean.
I do agree. Like, hey, the earth is a beautiful place, and that's why I do love to travel, but I think mountains are cooler. You know what? And if I got to pick anything for like nature escape, what I haven't done that I really want to do is an African safari. Mm. I think
that's cool. I've done the safari at Animal Kingdom. I think that's pretty close.
Yeah, I want to do an African safari so bad, where you get like one of those huts where you're over like lions and stuff. Like that's badass. Like that's like that something I've never done before, and I like is on my bucket list for travel. And like so, like for beaches, I feel like I've been to a lot of beaches where like I feel like I have less experienced nature in those
jungle.
Weird jungles or African safaris or things like that, but. The Earth is a really cool place, and so happy Earth Day.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's wake you up and tell you what's trending. This is where I'll scroll through the internet, look at stories that are going viral right now. So you don't have time. You got to get your kids ready, get out the door. So I'll scroll through the internet, and Hannah tells me which stories to stop on. Like the 3-3-3 rule, marriage experts are saying, try this.
What is it?
This is a crazy rule. So it's spend 3 days together, 3 days apart, and 3 days on individual activities.
While married.
This says that couples help prioritize the relationship while maintaining their own interests and hobbies. Okay, that part sounds great. You have to maintain your own interests and hobbies.
Yeah,
but 3 days together than 3 days apart.
You
like,
spend more time with your coworkers than you would your partner.
And you clearly don't have kids. Like, you take the kids for 3 days, I'll take the kids for 2 days. Like, what?
Split custody.
Yeah. Gen Z are choosing older men over guys their own age.
Yeah.
Hannah's a Gen Z, and she likes older men. They say they're redefining the age gap that they say mainly because young women in the Gen Z category feel like they lean more progressive, they're more outspoken, and they feel like older men like women like that, and they like men who can handle women who are outspoken and a little bit more progressive.
Who knows?
Yeah. They like men with money is what they like.
Whoa! Hannah laughed. And like, Hannah didn't even say this. She just started laughing.
If you're older, you have a job.
Saying please and thank you to ChatGPT can cost companies tens of millions of dollars.
This makes no sense to me.
Do you want to know more why?
Yeah.
Yeah, so ChatGPT, which we all kind of use now, actually takes millions of dollars in electricity to run all those computers where it's coming from. And so the actually CEO of ChatGPT actually saw this because it was somebody who had posted this on like Twitter or TikTok or whatever and actually commented like, yeah, that's actually true. The more ridiculous questions you ask, the harder the computer has to work and more electricity it has to use to answer those questions. It uses up to 33,000 households of electricity every single day just to run AI.
Smokes.
Wow.
So
don't waste any stupid questions on it.
Or it's like basically AB leaving her lights on in her apartment is what ChatGPT asking ChatGPT questions.
Yeah. That made me understand it a lot better. Brett better
keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Grace, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Grace, I am wonderful. Hannah, how are you?
You know, I'm a little intimidated because when I get in trouble or like when I got in trouble when I was a little kid, my family would call me Grace.
Because that's your middle name, right?
Yes. So to talk to someone named Grace, I'm like, ooh, am I in trouble?
Grace, are you ready to scold Hannah?
I am.
All right. Boom. I like that. Hannah, leave the room. Hannah Grace, leave the room. You've been kicked out. So Hannah can't hear the questions or the answers. Grace, we'll ask you the same ones. All right?
Okay.
See who gets more right out of five. Tie goes to Hannah. What wrestling event happened this past weekend?
WrestleMania.
Boom. I got a lot of WrestleMania questions here, so I had another one. Who just won the WWE Championship for a record-breaking 17th time at WrestleMania?
I have no idea.
He's hard to see, because it was his last WrestleMania.
This was all wrestling heads. You guys didn't even give, like, name a popular guy who's done movies and stuff.
Mike Tyson.
Okay. Post Malone and Morgan Wallen released a new song that's already number one on iTunes. Do you know the name of it?
I Had Some Help.
Okay, that's the old one. Should we give her the point for the old one? Or do we
like
need
half
a new
a point.
Yeah. Okay, well, half. We'll do a half. All right, the new one's called I Ain't Coming Back. We'll give you one and a half. All right. Sadly, we lost Pope Francis. Where does the Pope live? I'll take two different answers.
Vatican City.
All right. Look at very specific. That's the one I was really looking for, but I would have taken Rome. And this villain is the number one voted villain in Disney movies. He is the bad guy in Lion King.
Scar.
Boom. 4.5 out of 5. Nice. Only missed one question, which was the wrestling question. And you didn't know who the record-breaking 17th time champion was. We'll see if Hannah knows that in one song.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got the champ walking back into the room. Hannah Grace. You ready?
I'm ready. A little right. Intimidated.
All right, Grace just got done answering 5 pop culture questions. And Grace, tell her how many you got right.
4.5.
AB gave her a half a point.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Just so you
that
know.
That half point will probably be what gets me.
I know. You have to get 5 for 5 or 4.5. Okay. All right. I have a couple of wrestling questions. So I hope you were watching wrestling this weekend. Number one, what wrestling event happened this past weekend?
Raw SmackDown?
Raw SmackDown.
No.
No. No.
Isn't that a thing?
Those
Monday nights?
Yes. But that's not the
event.
Do we
want to give her a half a point because that is a thing?
Yeah. Let's give her a half
a point
because
it's a thing. All right. Will be nice. It is WrestleMania.
WrestleMania.
That
okay.
sounds so fake.
What do you mean?
Like when she said that, I was like, oh, she just made up the
answer.
Oh,
WrestleMania?
No!
Yes. Oh, it's like the biggest event in wrestling. Right. It's WrestleMania. Yeah. Right. All right. So at WrestleMania, second question, someone won the WWE Championship for the record-breaking 17th time. Who was it?
John Cena?
Yeah!
How did you know that?
Oh, you can't see me. I don't know.
Wow. Yeah. And you knew that. You can't see me. They gave all the. Alex and Kevin had given you can't see me hints, and then there was nothing for Grace. But for you, you even knew the whole can't see me thing.
Yeah.
All right. You're in the game. 1.5. All because of half a point here. Post Malone and Morgan Wallen released a new song that's already number one on iTunes. What is this name?
I Ain't Coming Back.
This is the half a point. Grace had the old song from them. We gave her a half a point for him. All right. Sadly, we lost Pope Francis. Where does the Pope live?
He lives in something that starts with a V that I can't say correctly.
I already gave you a half a point. I need more. If you're close, we'll give you the point.
Right.
Vitalis?
No.
Okay.
No.
Everyone is saying no.
Vatican
City, huh?
City.
It's Vatican City.
Vatican.
I would also have given you Rome. It's actually a sovereign country.
Vatican?
I would have given you Rome as a point, but I don't Vatilis, I don't know if I could give. No. Everyone is saying no to Rome.
Sounds like a workout machine.
Yes.
And this is the number one voted Disney movie villain. It is the bad guy in Lion
Scar.
King. Yes.
I disagree with that, but it is Scar.
3.5 because of Vitalis.
Yeah. No, I got 4.5.
No, you got...
You didn't. You missed WrestleMania, and you didn't get Vatican City.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Add up to 3.5.
Anna Grace, you know what you got to say.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, this is Anna Grace, and I got schooled by Grace.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the Mega Mind question of the day. See if you can come up with the answer. This job is the most stressful profession in America.
I think it's a lawyer. I think it's a lawyer because no matter what, you're always arguing, and it's typically over like serious stuff like a divorce or custody of a child, property, big stuff.
All right.
Gosh, you know, there's a lot of jobs that have a lot of stress, and I would think,
Kevin's getting stressed out thinking about the most stressful job.
Because I want to say like a police officer, a firefighter, a first responder, but I honestly think because there's a lot of downtime, unfortunately, it's like one big moment of stress, and then there's not that same stress. I really think it's an anesthesiologist because they have to, you know, make sure that you live.
Yeah, pretty intense job.
Yeah, and they do that multiple times a day.
Yeah, they say it's intense.
I think it's tech people because they're only dealing with people when they're unhappy and things aren't working.
No one got it correct. Mm-hmm. This is considered the most stressful profession in America. Actually, there was a tie at number one, so if you get either of those answers correct, but nobody got either of those that tied at number one. That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
This is the only place in the world you could get a weather report where it said the sun is popping. We are officially commercial free for the next hour. Let's give you the answer to the Megamind question of the day. This job is the most stressful profession in America.
Well, it's really kind of hard for me to read the answers to the Megamind because so many people are texting in so mad at you, Brett, because you miscalculated Hannah's homeschool this morning.
So I did catch that I actually had done the bad math because I thought that Grace got 4.5, but she actually got 3.5. And then when you also got 3.5, but I realized I didn't want to count your half point anymore. I just forgot to say that. So Grace actually got a 3.5 and you got a 3. So that's why you lost. It was on a technicality.
Seriously?
No, I don't know. I miscounted. Right.
This is a big...
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big deal. It's my record.
Sorry. Well,
talk about most stressful job. How about mine right now?
Put an asterisk next to the loss.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh.
And then you could have a technical loss.
All of a sudden, it's a fifth down. Yeah. You're like, you know, Colorado beating Missouri all those years ago.
Yeah, this is going to be a game that people just never forget.
Exactly.
Hannah's never going to forget that Colorado-Missouri.
Right. What? Okay.
What do people say is the most stressful job, though? There's actually a tie for first.
Brandy texted in and said air traffic controller.
Good answer, but no.
Teacher Megan actually said teaching is the most stressful job.
That was number one.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Teachers, number one most stressful job. Kevin's whole family, Kevin's living in a family of stressed out people. This is why Kevin's stressed out.
That's right.
So that was tied, but any other ones? What else was on there? Anyone else get the second one?
The musician family said a pilot. So many people said an air traffic controller. Tori texted in and said a stay-at-home mom. Hunter said a police officer. Let's see.
Nurse was the other
nurse.
One.
Ooh. Someone teacher? Said that. Wow. Teacher Suzanne texted in and said a nurse.
Well, teacher Suzanne also does. She goes, nurse is the most stressed
She's
out.
She's got double.
Yeah. No, your job is actually. So yeah, teacher and nurse tied for number one when they polled people.
Mega Minds.
Be 100% honest with us right now. Do you tell your significant other 100% of everything. 314-531-9898. Or do some things are just better kept to yourself as individuals? When it comes to your significant other, do they have like a free pass with someone like your best friend comes to you and it's like, tell no one? Does that include your best friend? Does that include your significant other? If you get a work saying, hey, this is like non-disclosure agreement, does that include your significant other? 314-531-9898. This came up because it happened with one of the most popular shows on TV, White Lotus. You know, non-disclosure agreements, scripts come out, big spoiler at the end of this season, and Patrick Schwarzenegger wouldn't even tell his fiance, right? His
yeah.
fiance, they're engaged. Wouldn't even tell his fiance how this show was going to end when she was asking.
Yeah, apparently the fiance was like, please, I promise I won't tell anyone. Like, the White Lotus all leads up to a murder, and you find out, like, who killed who in the last episode, and she was like, I promise I won't tell anybody, but, like, who gets killed at the end. And Patrick was like, I signed a contract, I can't tell you. And she was like, okay, do you hook up with anybody on the show? And he was like, I can't tell you. And she was like, just tell me yes or no. You don't have to tell me who it is.
Doesn't he hook up with his brother?
Yeah. And then she
I feel
was,
like you gotta tell that one.
And then
just so you know.
Yeah, spoiler alert, incest. But he was like, I'm not gonna tell you who, but yes, I hook up with somebody. And apparently once she had watched like that episode, she was like, are you kidding me? All this time I've been stressing about you having some like sex scene with a woman and you literally hooked up with your brother.
I don't even know what to say. I don't think I wanna watch this show.
But do you, Hannah, you obviously think Hannah just shares everything with anyone.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not in a relationship right now, but my past relationship, I told my ex everything. Like, especially when, like, we were figuring out details to launch the show, everything was, like, so secret. My boss is, like, threatening, like, you can't tell anybody anything, blah, blah, blah. I told my ex every detail of everything. And even, like, my friend's secrets, I told him everything. So he knows a lot about you, AB.
Oh, awesome.
AB, how do you feel about this? Because I know you thought that was stupid, but
I don't like if I was Patrick's fiance, I would be very mad at him.
Yes,
I'd be like,
what
do you mean you signed a contract and you can't tell me who's killed at the end? I'm your fiance. Don't you trust me? Like, if you're not telling me, to me, that means you don't trust me. Hannah's instance, though,
it said 100%.
I kind of feel like there's some secrets. Like, I would be like, Hannah, I'm telling you this. Don't tell anyone. That includes your significant other.
That does.
I feel like you have to kind of like say that. Yeah, you have to like preface it with that. Like, do not tell your boyfriend or your girlfriend. Otherwise, it's a free-for-all.
Here's my thing. I think, what do you care if the significant other knows for the most part? And for me,
because what if they tell
somebody?
Sometimes
it's uncomfortable.
Yeah. Really? So like all of a sudden, like you, like, AB's got some weird rash, and then Hannah tells
yeah.
Hannah
I would
tells
rather Hannah's boyfriend not know about your weird rashes on my body.
Yeah, like, okay. But Hannah would tell. Like, if you said, hey, Hannah, I got this weird rash, girl to girl, Hannah's going to go, oh, you know, honey, did you hear about the rash?
If AB told me, please don't tell said man, I wouldn't say it.
I don't believe you. You just said you told him everything. Which one is it?
I would tell him everything if it didn't have a preface.
Kevin,
see,
where are you at
see,
with your
I'm
marriage?
I'm sitting here thinking,
how is that confusing?
I think you eventually do tell your significant other, but I'm putting myself in Patrick Schwarzenegger's, you know, mindset because he's an actor, and now he's an actor who can keep a secret, and that's known now. So now it's like people trust him now. You know, this is a good thing for him. This is a brilliant business move. I think when it deals with business, you can understand why you don't tell your significant other.
I actually know somebody kind of in the same position as Patrick and his fiance. It's someone in my family, but I'm not going to name names because I feel like it is sensitive information. I think someone in my family works for Area 51.
Whoa.
And
I was just thinking like CIA Area 51.
And this person like had to take a lie detector test and had to do like a background check. My family had to do it. Like, they had to do a background check on my entire family too, just because we're related. And this person flies to like Nevada all the time and has not said a word. He won't confirm or deny even to his wife what his job is.
Tell us his name is. We need to know.
I can't. tell me.
Yeah. I think husband and wives don't count. And that includes your besties and the weird rashes. Like, they're your significant other. That, like, non-disclosure agreements, that, like, you can disclose it. Like, and besties, contracts, everything, all glare. And if someone says, don't tell anyone, even your wife, they don't really mean that. They mean everyone,
what?
Included.
I think they totally do.
No, they don't mean it.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think they mean it. They don't really mean it. Like,
yes, why would they say it?
Right.
Because that's just something people say. They're like, your husband and wife, you said this oath, this vow. They're clear. They have gotten a get out of jail free card of information, and it's clear for life.
Yeah, but okay.
Clear to land.
You say, you know, you can tell your wife, but can the wife tell the husband? Guys forget.
Yes, guys are even better. You can tell a guy anything, actually.
No, you can't, because they forget they were told not to tell anybody.
Oh. I thought, like, if you told me, if my wife came home and said, oh, man, AB's got a weird rash, if you asked me the next day, like, what did I tell you about AB? Like, no idea.
I thought you were good at keeping secrets.
No, I'm not, because I forget.
Kevin, you are not helping my case.
I would be somebody who would tell, hey, AB, did you hear that somebody has a weird rash? I can't remember who it is, but I know somebody's got one.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, lesson learned.
Oh,
there.
God. Kevin did not help my case at all there. Okay. Is your significant other fly-free zone of information, or do you not tell them things, for especially when it comes to contracts, besties, work stuff? 314-531-9898. We are the Real Brett Mega Show, and we are really commercial-free. When it comes to not telling anyone, does that include your significant other? 314-531-9898. Do you tell your significant other 100% of everything when it comes to non-disclosure agreements, contracts? Can you tell your significant other? When it comes to information about the bestie, go out to a girl's night out, can you tell your husband everything? 314-531-9898. Patrick Schwarzenegger, when White Lotus, one of the biggest shows on TV, signed a contract, an agreement that he can't reveal the ending of how this TV show is going to end, and we were all curious how it was going to end, wouldn't even tell his own fiance. AB said that would piss me off.
I would be so upset.
But you understood the bestie thing.
I do understand the best friend thing. Like, if I were to tell Hannah, hey, I'm telling you this, don't tell your boyfriend, I would expect her not to tell
The him. Reason I see them as the same thing is, most times, what is your fiance going to do with that information? Like, for one, in his situation, she could have spoiled it to her friends and gotten it leaked.
I think it would just be going against your best friend.
But you go against your work, who's writing you a check. It's just
different than a best friend. I'd rather lose just work than a best friend.
They're separate from each other. Like, his wife has nothing to do with the White Lotus, has nothing to do with this non-disclosure agreement, nothing to do with this contract, and nothing to do with the bestie. I feel like significant other, no fly zone, free for information, free for all. What do people say in the text line? I'm right.
We have a lot of different texts. Izzy says that she's been with her significant other for 25 years. She says, I don't tell him everything about my friends or family. Girls tell each other a lot. I don't need my husband judging my cousin for like a random hookup or something. I'm the oldest female cousin in my family, and I have a lot of relatives who come to me for advice. I don't feel right sharing their business with my husband when they trust me with their secrets. Now, when I find something out about my husband's family from my sister-in-law and then ask him if he knew, he replies, oh, yeah, they did tell me that. I just forgot to tell you. He also isn't a gossiper, so he wouldn't anyways.
See, this is why she could tell him. We don't care. It's not even information. Like, it's not even juicy enough tea for
guys. She doesn't
want
to go against her family or her cousin.
But it's not even juicy enough tea for it to go to. It's a locked vault of I don't care and forgetfulness. Like, if you were like, oh, my cousin hooked up with somebody, I didn't want her to judge it, he'd be like, oh, that was cool. And then he would just move on with his life. It's cool. You're in a safe place, because they'll never remember it.
We got another text on the opposite side. Someone did not leave their name on this text. It says, I don't tell my husband-ish. If I did, then I couldn't get away with half the crap I do.
Okay, that seems
what
like
a different issue. Yeah, that well, seems like a different
yes.
issue.
Yes.
Whoa.
That seems like a completely different issue. Melanie, do you think when it says, hey, tell no one, does that include your significant other?
You know, I'm with, I think it was Izzy on the test line. She said that girls tell each other a lot, and I think she's exactly right. And realistically, probably 95% of what my friends say, they wouldn't care if I told my husband. But there's that 5% that they might not want him to know, and I think that's their call to make and not mine.
All right, well, you sounded really well said, okay? So it was well spoken. Yeah. I will say this, though. That 5% you're worried about, they won't remember, and they probably don't care as much as you think.
Yeah, like, but again, they won't remember. They're not supposed to keep the secret. That's the problem.
You think they're just going to go spin off? I really do think they're going to say, like, oh my God, this is like a 5%er, and they're going to respond back and be like, yo, do you hear about the Super Bowl? Like, what? You didn't even get the reaction I thought I was going to get. This is 5% information, and they're just going to be like, so? That's what I think is going to be a reaction. Hannah, what will we react like, oh my God, coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
I actually think that might be everyone's legit reaction. George Clooney did an interview yesterday and said a wild statement about his relationship. I'll share it with you in just 3 minutes.
It was that he shares everything with his significant other.
Maybe.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So yesterday, George Clooney did an interview, and he came out saying that him and his wife have never once gotten in an argument. And if you think I'm kidding, here you go.
Remember we said we'd never had an argument. We still have it.
You still have it?
No, we're trying to find something to fight about. I feel so extraordinarily lucky to have met this incredible woman. And I feel as if I hit the jackpot. There isn't a day that goes by that I don't think I'm the luckiest man in the world.
Wow.
So yeah. It's great.
I mean, I don't even know what to say.
Is it Gail King that's doing this? Yep. Oh, like, didn't even believe him.
Yeah, right. She's like, what? I have been in a relationship before where we didn't fight and we broke up, I swear, because we didn't care enough to even fight.
I hate using this phrase because I feel like it always sounds weird when I use it. Because I'm not cool enough or whatever. But that, like, totally gave me the ick.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Like, he is not Danny Ocean there. Like, George Clooney used to be, like, one of the coolest dudes on the planet. He has this weird fake-ass hair dye.
Yeah.
And gives me this weird
fake-ass
answer.
It's got to be for what he's playing on Broadway. Because it's weird. Because I'm like, that's not his hair.
It just nothing felt authentic at all. Like, we're trying to find something to argue about. Like, I got a list. Here you go, bro. Like, the people you care about the most, you end up getting mad at and the hardest sometimes. And it's because you do care. Mm-hmm. There's passion and there's emotions and there's feelings, and that's okay. It's okay to be mad. It's okay to fight and then get over it. It actually shows that you're in a healthy relationship.
That you care.
That you can do repair. That you guys can have conversations. The fact that you guys are just tiptoeing around, never fighting, and really truly explaining things. Like, you're not the same person. You don't want to be dating the same person. You should have different viewpoints and different things. And that means sometimes it comes to arguing. It is the most ridiculous fake answer I've ever heard.
Man, I've never heard you say that you had the ick.
I never. Yeah. I'm like, the only person that's ever given me the ick is George Clooney.
Wow. I mean, I don't even know what to say. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
We're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. Okay, is this an insult or not? Be honest with me. Hey, this sweatshirt smells like you. Is that wrong? Is that an insult? 314-531-9898. AB asked to borrow my sweatshirt, and when she gave it back to me, I was like, oh, the sweatshirt smells like you. And AB said, oh, man, I hated that you said
what?
That.
Yeah.
Let's address it.
So all my life, people always say that I do have a certain smell.
Yeah, everybody does.
I don't think that everybody does. And
what?
I would like to be somebody that does not have a smell. I think it's weird. I think, like, people will walk into, like, my parents' house and be like, oh, like, it smells like your family in here. And so apparently we all smell the same way. And even if you ask people, like, well, is it a good smell? Of course they're going to say yes. You can't trust what they say. So I just assume everybody's lying and that I smell really bad. Wow. This is, like, a deep-rooted issue.
Yes. I can't get this damn.
Because people say it to me all the time.
I'm actually wearing the hoodie or sweatshirt that AB asked to borrow right now. Still smells like, smell it, Hannah. It smells just like AB. Your smell. AB's all over me right now.
Does my apartment smell like me, Hannah? I will say, I've been friends with AB, close with AB, even before the show was a thing. And I am very, like, aware and everything. AB does not have a scent. Other people do. AB does not have
a scent. Everybody. Okay,
her apartment does not have a scent. No. Her car doesn't have a scent. AB does not have a
scent. Oh, I've heard my car smells like me too.
But everybody.
Yeah, because everybody does.
Not everybody. I take back everybody, what I said.
Some people
have a scent.
Some people have a very strong scent, and I get the impression that I'm one of those people. And
you don't like it.
I don't like it, and I need to know how to change it. I want to smell like nothing.
Okay. Real question. Do you have a smell? Do you have a scent? Answer this question, because I think everybody does. 314-531-9898. And acknowledging someone's scent, do you think that's an insult? Here's the thing. I actually think it just didn't smell like my scent, and so it does smell. I think it does still smell like you, because it doesn't feel like mine. Yeah, and it's not like if I had to, like, remember when we did that for Hannah and her ex-boyfriend, where she had to smell the sweatshirts, and she like knew her ex-boyfriend's scent instantly.
Mm-hmm.
I could not do that for AB. If you gave me like 5 sweatshirts right now and say which one is AB's.
See, one of
I don't
my
think
best
you
friends,
don't smell that bad or that strong, whatever one you want to say. You know,
one of my best friends, London, when we went away to college, she was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to miss you so much. Can I take one of your sweatshirts that smells like you?
Okay, now I'm starting to think you are really stinky. I do think this is, before I went into this, I was thinking it's not
smell, a smell, AB.
It's not a smell. It's like that was, it wasn't an insult. But now that I'm hearing this, I get why you're real sensitive to it, because you clearly stink, girl. Okay, 314-531-9898 is telling someone, oh, this smells like you. I feel like that's a homey feeling. That's a good, that's a nice compliment. Or is that actually an insult that you don't want to hear? Did I say something offensive to AB? Is telling someone, oh, this smells like you, is that actually an insult? 314-531-9898. We're all tight. We're all friends. We're all family here on the Brett Maga Show. And AB's like, hey, can I borrow your sweatshirt? And the funniest thing about this entire experience, I felt like, of us borrowing each other's clothes like girlfriends over here, is I texted AB back and I said, yeah, but I haven't washed it. She's like, I don't care. Bring it in. And so I didn't care. And then AB gave it back. Which you did not wash it.
I did not wash it.
Which I actually feel like was the most offensive of all of this. Like, you give someone something, you should wash it, and you return it. And I go, oh, it smells like you. And she goes, oh my God, I can't believe you said this.
I just, like, everybody always will be like, your house smells like you, your car smells like you, the sweatshirt smells like you. And I'm like, what the heck do I smell like? I hate that I have a smell.
No one.
It cannot be a good thing.
You smell like you.
Yes, and you can't describe someone's scent, but everybody has a scent. And it's interesting, though, is because I don't even think I know. I don't think your scent is that strong, but now that everyone has talked about
it. Now you're going to be hyper aware.
Yeah, right, every time I'm going to be near AB, I'm like, oh, God.
AB's going to walk by. We're going to be like.
I didn't think I could figure out if I did like the sweatshirt test that we made Hannah do with her ex-boyfriend, where she smelled a bunch of t-shirts and she knew her ex-boyfriend instantly. I don't think I could do that for AB, but now I'm starting to think I could, because I know AB's scent real well.
Mm-hmm.
What are people saying on the text line?
Okay, well, first I want to read text from Bestie Sid. I told her that she has a distinct smell, and she's so mad. She's like, why would you say that? I don't like that at all. And I said, it's not bad. She said, that's what everyone says.
Exactly.
She won't believe
it. You can't say it's bad. And then also, when someone does have a distinct smell and you're like, what do I smell like? You can never put your finger on what it is. It's just like, it smells like you.
No, Alyssa, hold on. Alyssa knows what it is. Alyssa, tell AB what it is.
They're smelling your pheromones.
Smelling your pheromones. I don't know what that means, but I think that means AB's coming on to me.
Over his sweatshirt.
I don't know what a pheromone is. Yeah.
That sounds sexual.
Yes. I know. That's
It is.
Whoa. Whoa. Back off.
Or if you just really like the person a lot, she just smells good to you.
Okay.
So you smell it more when you really like the person?
And they smell good to you. That's how people get together, is their pheromones.
See,
okay, rumors. Yeah. Brett and AV are now dating.
No, get your pheromones off my sweatshirt, okay? Right. I'm a married man. I don't need your pheromones on my sweatshirt.
Connie texted in for Brett's defense and said, AB, if you smell bad, no one would mention it to your face. Like, he wouldn't say, you have a distinct smell.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I like that point the best so far.
They're complimenting your smell by saying it smells like you.
Yeah, I would.
Even though if I did smell bad, Brett would probably tell me anyway.
Yeah, that's really true.
Another person said, I think it can be a good thing. It's kind of nostalgic. There's a guy at my work that smells like boxes and cardboard. It's not bad. It's distinct, and it makes me think of him.
I don't think I would like that.
I don't know, man. Box and cardboard guy. That's like what you smell like. Boxes
you would never
cardboard.
Forget right. them.
You smell like editing software.
Video editing software. That would smell like Adobe Edition.
Lisa, do you think this is an insult to say, hey, this smells like you?
Absolutely not. I don't. I would rather somebody tell me that something smells like me versus saying, hey, this stinks.
Yeah.
I think everyone has a natural smell, and some can smell it, some can't. But to hear somebody say, oh, this smells like you. Oh, thank you. Like, you're going to think of me whenever you smell that now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just trying to get this smell off my sweatshirt. Dan, do you think AB should be offended when I say, hey, this sweatshirt smells like you now?
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
And I agree with the first caller. Everyone does have a distinct smell, because if you didn't, I mean, if something happened to you and they call out the dogs, the first thing they say is, can I have their T-shirt so the dog can smell it? I think it's wonderful. If you are good with hygiene, you are good. And if somebody says, this smells like you, oh, pop your collar and say thank you.
Okay, then we have the hygiene check. When's the last time you took a shower?
Yesterday, thank God. If you would have asked me yesterday, that would have been a different story.
We've been laughing and joking around about AB and how she left her scent all over my clothes. But the real issue wasn't that I said my sweatshirt had a smell, is that AB borrowed my sweatshirt and then didn't wash it when she returned it, and then left her pheromones all over my sweatshirt. When you borrow something from somebody, are you required to wash it before returning it? 314-531-9898. What's the right way to do it?
I, like, purposefully didn't wash it. I thought about it.
Okay.
I did. It was a thought in my mind. I could have thrown it in with all my other stuff, but I have a friend who uses detergent that's very strong, and whenever she will wash, like, she'll borrow something and wash it and give it back, I always rewash it because I don't like the smell of her detergent. So I honestly did it with that in mind, thinking, eh, he'd probably just want to wash it himself or not wash it. I wore yours without washing it first.
Oh, I'm so opposite. I'm very big on the washing. Like, literally this past weekend, my niece took a shower and her clothes were in the bathroom, and I picked them up because I didn't want them on the floor, and I washed them for her. Like, I can't. Oh, I have to wash.
I don't think you should. So, and how does
everything.
It, also, that's a good question. In the house, if someone leaves their, like, clothes in the washing machine and you need to use it, do you take it and then put it out in the dryer? Do you hang it up for them? What is the courtesy thing to do?
I learned this at my sorority house because there was, you know, 80 girls and only so many washers and dryers. We would always, if there's no more washers open but somebody's is done, we'd take them out, put them in the dryer, but wouldn't start it. And you would text being like, somebody's laundry's done, blah, blah, blah. So like over the summer when both my sisters are home, that's kind of what we would do too. I'd be like, I'm taking somebody's stuff out of the washer. It's in the dryer. I'm not starting it because God forbid you shrink something. And that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, because I air dry everything.
But Kevin, then if that takes too home? Long.
What do I do? Well, so this actually happened over the weekend. My brother-in-law's, his washer broke. So we got all his clothes to, you know, rewash them and dry them. And my wife actually folded her brother's clothes.
Wow.
So he got them back in better condition than they came to us.
Do you fold the other people's if you get it out out of the dryer? That's what you think is courtesy?
Oh, not when you get it out of the dryer. I thought you meant like, well,
I don't. I'm throwing them in their basket.
Yeah, I would throw it in the, I wouldn't
throw
fold
it back in the hamper.
I don't really
basket.
Fold my own clothes, so I'm not folding anybody else's.
Okay, how do you go about it at your house? Because this is always a huge fight.
I didn't think about the folding.
At people's houses. Like, I feel like Kevin's wife loves her brother more than she loves Kevin, because folding someone's clothes is the ultimate sign of love.
Exactly.
Like, it's a pain in the ass. Especially, it's a little bit different because she did a man. Because women's clothes are freaking impossible.
No, it wasn't.
You got strings everywhere. I don't want to hang this crap up.
It was more, though, than it was his entire family clothes and a bunch of rugs from the dogs. Wow. Yeah.
They owe her. They owe her.
Well, hopefully.
I think folding someone else's laundry is challenging. And then what do you do with your kids? Do you fold it? Will you put it away for them? Are they responsible for their own? The laundry conversation in houses is always a difficult one. How do you go about juggling laundry at your house? 314-531-9898. We are commercial free on the Brett Maga Show, and we've been in an interesting conversation a lot about laundry. The things you learn about people when you learn about laundry. How do you do laundry? And if you borrow someone's sweatshirt, should you wash it, AB? I mean, clearly, if you borrow someone's sweatshirt, you don't come back bringing your pheromones and your stench all
over. I really
over.
Am curious what people have to say about that, because I like my things back unwashed.
Unwashed.
Good to know.
Are you supposed to wash it or not? 314-531-9898. And how do you do laundry and break it up inside your home? Like, whether you find someone when they just forgot it, left it in the washing machine, and you need to do your laundry. How do you break it up when you're juggling six kids, Kelly?
Yes. So we have six kids living at home from age 20 down to 9-year-old twins. So with a big family. So, you know, to make that work, everybody has a chore weekly and it rotates. So when they're on laundry for the week, they're responsible for washing, drying, and folding all the laundry for the family. And we have, you know, bins that once it's folded, it gets put in your bin, and then you're responsible for putting your own laundry away.
Does it take them 12 hours to do wash, fold, put away? And then there's always an argument about when you put it away for them, because it's like, oh, that's not in the spot I put it in.
No,
that's not
she's
the way
saying
to-
that
oh.
each kid has their own bin. So they pick up
they
your bin and you put it back in
bin.
Your own room.
They have their own bin, but we do still have, that's not mine. That belongs to this sister.
Yep.
Or, you know, my son might fold it differently than his sister fold it. And so, but it's a lesson in humility and taking care of everyone else in the family, because they get that frustration of, I really wanted to wear this pair of jeans, but they're not clean. Okay, well, remember that next week when you're on laundry and make sure it gets done.
So you got your 9-year-old twins doing the laundry for all the family?
They get assistance. I mean, we help them separate it.
I love that.
They love it.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's great.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for the call. It has led to lots of countless fights with my wife and I about me drying her shirts. Mm-hmm. It shrinks. She doesn't put it back a certain way. Literally, we've been together for, tomorrow will be our, I think, our 9-year wedding anniversary. Been
you
together
think?
For,
yeah, that's great. Sure.
tomorrow will be 9 years together for 19.
Woo!
And I just learned how to fold the towels the way she wants me to do it. She literally just had to go through like a seminar. Like, this is the way you fold the towels. Like, it is a fight that never ends.
That's all I want for my anniversary is you folding the towels correctly.
No, I actually am switching. It's not just folding the towels. I'm going to do what Heather's family has done. Heather, how do your parents do to stop the laundry fight?
So when I was in elementary school, my parents got in a fight over something, and my mom yelled, fine, I'm never doing your laundry again. And so my dad started doing his own laundry, and then he would start stuff and walk away and leave it in the washing machine or leave it in the dryer or whatever. So then they got in another fight because my mom couldn't do her laundry. And so my dad went out and went to Lowe's or wherever and bought the cheapest ding and dent washer and dryer, brought them home, ran it. We had a really large laundry room, and so he ran another water line and put in a second washer and dryer.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And they have his and hers washer and dryers. My mom's is the nicer, more expensive, fancier set. My dad's is always whatever was the cheapest or ding and dent. And they do their own laundry completely. My mom does the bed sheets and stuff like that. But my dad's in charge of his own clothes.
I don't hate that at all.
His and hers washer and dryer. You heard it here on the Brett Mago Show. Just saved countless marriages. Wait till you hear the next story that involves scent right after Dua Lipa.
Oh my gosh.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, we're going to run through some trending stories that are going viral over the next 2 minutes, because we know life is busy to be checking the internet, so I'll check it for you. Well, women determine whether they like someone based on their scent alone. They don't even need to meet the person.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, they actually did a study at Cornell University. They gave you a t-shirt. They told you to smell it. You'd say, nah, this wouldn't be my person, or I would like this person. And then they met those people without letting them know which scent they liked and didn't like, and they matched up almost 100% of the time.
Whoa. Wow. I believe it.
Like, women can just tell, not just like a significant other, but even friends. Like, oh, just based off their smell or not, if they can make, are good friends or not. So AB, quit stinking it up, okay? Yeah. You want to make some other friends. Two twins who speak in unison did one of the weirdest local news interviews of all time.
Yeah, twin theories are absolutely insane. Okay, I want to hear this.
So the story is actually kind of serious. A guy in a red Porsche caused like a deadly crash, pulled over and pulled a gun. And the twins' mom witnessed this. And so they interviewed the twins. And not, they were answering the questions in unison like this.
And one guy, he was up there with our mom, and he went up there, and he
was coming back down towards us,
and he goes, run, he's got a gun. And our heart started to pound, and I said, well, mom, where's mom? And poor mum was stuck up there, but apparently our brave mum, she goes, are you all right?
Because he had all blood all over his face.
It's crazy. And he
goes, I'll shoot you. She goes, hey, I'm here to help.
Crazy. Isn't it? Wow.
Crazy.
And there's nothing other than this, like, twin brains, they claim. Apparently they're famous because Good Morning Britain did a story back on 2016 with them. They said they don't rehearse this or anything. It's just involuntary that they literally say, there's no way you just say exactly the same sentences and talk in unison.
Yeah, twins are actually psycho. I have them in my family and I've dated a twin and those theories are all real.
Crazy.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Every single day, not whenever, wherever, every single day at this exact same time, we go commercial free for an hour here on the Brett Maga Show. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
So Coachella just wrapped up this past weekend, and people are like not even sure that they're going to go next year. I'll tell you why at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
So we just wrapped up another Coachella season, and people are now coming out like super mad, saying Coachella is just not what it used to be, and they're all blaming like influencers and TikTokers, like the Alex Earls of the world, if you will. So Coachella's been around for 26 years, and people are saying, you know, it just used to be an event that was solely based around like music and artists. And now people are paying like $100 for a tray of nachos, waiting in line for 8 hours. Like, it's just like not even attainable anymore.
Super expensive. Right. Usually it's the biggest headliners, but everything feels like it's made for an Instagram video or an Instagram picture and like a TikTok video. Like, everything there is like, you got to take a picture in front of the stupid sign and the stupid thing. And it's just so staged.
Yeah. People are saying like, it's basically now just an event that only like the top tier can go to, and it's like not even about the music anymore. It's like Brett said about the Instagram post.
You know what? I think there's an influencer level of it, like it just feels like an Instagram influencer, which makes people like turn up their nose to it. The other thing is, I feel like we are living in a world like where people went to festivals back in my day when I was partying and going to places and enjoyed them. Now I feel like there's two different worlds out there. Everything is polarizing. And there are people that extremely party and take drugs and go to festivals. And then people like Hannah and AB who are in their 20s who never go out and go to bars. Like, I feel like people in the Gen Z era, they don't party like that. Yeah. They're actually not big partiers. Mm-hmm. And so like an all-day music festival where you drink and do drugs is just not appealing to Gen Z. I just think it's like, I'd rather spend my money somewhere else.
I don't know. I don't really know how to feel about Coachella. I do think it's outrageous that the costs are so high and the lines suck, and you know, it's almost like impossible to get a ticket unless you have like a brand deal or something. But also at the same time, like, that's just how events are now. Like, everything is more expensive. It's not like Woodstock back in the day where you could just
camp.
Yeah.
Show up on a random field and be good. Like, stuff is more expensive. You are paying to see top artists. Like, you would pay $300 to see Lady Gaga probably anyway if you wanted good seats. So to see 50 more artists other than Lady Gaga, like, yeah, you're gonna pay a higher price. It's just how things are.
But did you see the video of Justin Bieber? Like, he was at Coachella both weekends, completely on drugs. People were concerned about him. I think people see those videos and they're like, not interested. That scares me. I don't want that. I will pay $300 to go to Lady Gaga to see her in an arena. I do not want to pay $300 for a wristband to go see Lady Gaga.
People aren't going to Coachella for the music at all.
Yeah, it's just a party.
Yeah.
And it scares people. They're like, not interested.
I'm scared of the traffic. I'll never be seeing those videos. I'm like, absolutely not. I don't care who's playing. This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the Megamind question of the day on the Brett Megan Show. 52% of Americans say they have this, but it does not even work.
I'm going to say batteries. People just can't get rid of them because they don't want stuff to explode or whatever. So they just keep them even if they don't work.
Got some old batteries just sitting there and all dead, but hey.
Gosh, I something that takes batteries. Immediately I thought of a flashlight. But I think it's got to be bigger or more people have them.
So my son just asked for in his Easter basket a flashlight. We got a flashlight that's working now.
I think it's an old phone. I'm somebody who does not like to turn in their old phone when they're getting a new one because I'm like so sentimental.
Guys, great
guesses.
No
way they work.
Great guesses. No one got it correct, though.
That was a really good one, AB.
52% of Americans have this, but it does not even work.
That answer's coming your way in two songs.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day here on the Brett Maga Show. 52% of Americans have this, but it does not even work.
Shelby texted in and for one said she loves listening to our show. So thank you for that, Shelby. And she also said that she thinks people have, but it doesn't use, is a wall clock.
That
it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Got it. Looks cool, but the thing broke and never replaced the batteries.
It's only right twice a day.
And then Teacher Suzanne and Dave both said VCRs.
No, that's a good guess, though, too, because broke a long time ago, still have it in their house. It's actually probably something you have in your car right now with you.
Car charger?
No. Air freshener.
Oh yeah.
I just took mine out because it was done.
It was done. It's been sitting there forever. Yep. Just forget to leave it in there. Got it? Doesn't even work.
Mega Minds.
Kevin was accused of putting bad energy out into the world.
Yes, from my sister, who is a yoga instructor.
Ooh.
So she apparently knows way more about positivity than I ever will.
She knows energies.
That's what she's all about. So, you know, the what led up to this was I got a phone call from my older brother. That unfortunately he had hurt his knee and fell off his in-laws' porch where he's moved to, where he's retired, and he's gonna possibly need knee surgery. And so we talked about it and all that stuff, and he was like, if you can, send a text to the other people in the family and let them know. So I sent a text to my younger brother and my sister, and it said, I just talked to the eldest boy. He missed a step on his in-laws' deck and tore up his knee. Everything else is going great, so naturally, something bad has to happen. He is hoping to see an orthopedic surgeon in a couple of days, and actually, he's actually going in today to have surgery for his quad muscle that he tore. Mm. Well, the first response came from my sister, the yogi, and she says, thanks for the update. And no, something bad doesn't have to naturally happen. That's him or you putting negative blank out into the universe. Your words and thoughts have power.
Ooh,
so
Kevin.
Now I'm mad at my sister.
Oh, did you get mad about it?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yes, I did.
And then I sent her the...
we're all watching. Kevin's actually scrolling through his phone.
Yeah, we're getting like live receipts right now.
And so, Hannah's face looks like grabbing the popcorn like meme for real.
So then
Michael Jackson meme.
So then I send the Darth Vader meme, if you only know the power of the dark side. And then my sister.
That was a nice passive aggressive.
Damn,
if you're
okay,
mad,
petty.
I'm like, hey. And then my younger brother gets into it with the Robert Downey Jr. meme of him rolling his eyes.
So your younger brother's on your side, is what you're thinking.
And then my sister responds with, nope, that's okay. I'll just stay in my lane and we'll think happy thoughts. And then eventually I called both of them and kind of explained the situation. I felt a little bit better about it. But
Kevin can only be petty for so long.
But Amanda did say, well, hopefully I gave you a topic that you could talk about on the air. And I'm like, yeah, I guess.
Is that negative thoughts? Do you think
it's negative thoughts a real thing? I mean, I guess I get it. I understand that.
I think it's totally a real thing.
I knew it.
Do you?
What?
I think it's more so like, you know, when you're looking for something good, you're going to find more good in your life.
Yes.
But if you're looking and being negative all the time, everything is going to come across negative. So I do think that your thoughts have a lot of power.
I think that whatever is going to happen is going to happen. I don't think that your text was going to control the fate of your brother's outcome necessarily.
Okay, I am guilty of looking over my shoulder when things are good in my life.
Yeah.
Like, if things are good, I'm always like, when's the other shoe going to drop?
Exactly.
Cliche
yeah.
saying.
Exactly.
And then it usually does. And so AB and the yogi are saying it's because you keep saying that you are waiting for the other shoe to drop. So then naturally the shoe is going to drop. It does. If you weren't looking for the other shoe to drop, then both shoes would just be up, I guess.
Yeah. I don't
Is that
know.
What you're saying, AB?
Yeah. Kevin, stop spreading bad juju.
Yeah, this is, so anything bad that happens, this is all your fault, all right. Kevin.
I'm breaking up more Darth Vader memes for you.
Yeah, here we go, Petty.
Watch out.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.